Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of fusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots to the actions you can take, how your family or business benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, Amanda Hahn, Keystone CPA. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Pina Fender, Karen Hall, UDirect IRA Services. Welcome.
Welcome.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. And just remember, that's the number I'm waiting for you. And don't call right now. We're broadcasting live.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I do have a great team. Save the number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, we do celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio Day. You got to love some of the celebration days that we have. We've been actually chatting about this one a little bit in the studio before we got on air this morning. No, I'm not talking about it being National Chia Day. Now that, we weren't talking about that one. I could go with National Chip and Dip Day, as I have beaten anorexia. Melba those days sounds like too much diet for me. But National Puppy Day. We'll celebrate. What do you think, lady? National Puppy Day?
Love it.
We can go with that one. Yeah, nice stuff. Checking out the markets this morning. The roller coaster of the Dow Jones. We are up 76 points as we speak today. I have a feeling they might have some news out of Washington might be causing that to happen. Oil prices down 24 cents a barrel. We're in California. We don't care. We'll just add more taxes instead of worrying about saving money on oil. U.S. 10-year Treasury up just a little bit, so we are seeing a little bit more increases there with the 30-year. I think we came out. The Freddie Mac did come out with their reporting of the 30-year mortgage market survey. As of today, we are at 4.23%. The 30-year fixed average. Remember, that's a survey they did from Monday through Wednesday. We report it Thursday morning. You have to pay half a point to get that one. Last year at this time, it was 3.71. I think we're still going to continue going up, especially if we get a health care bill passed, and I'm sure that they'll figure out how to do that. We might get some of those. And I know a lot of people are not going to want to hear me say this. They're not going to even believe I'm saying it. I'm not sure if Donnie's listening this morning because he and I battle a lot, but the loons on the right, I mean, think about some of these lunatics over there on the right. I've been watching some of them. Senator Mike Lee from Utah. Here's the idea. He'd rather get nothing done instead of waiting for, but he wants to wait for perfection. Unbelievable. Now, he doesn't have 60 votes in the Senate to get everything that he wants. Yet he's willing to kill the bill that we have on the floor and waiting for it to get everything that he wants. You get that Freedom Caucus. Unbelievable how that whole group of Congress representatives, senators, they're really looking for perfection. You don't get perfection. Remember the famous words of Ronald Reagan. If you get 80% of what you want, you probably have a good bill. Say thank you. But the Freedom Caucus, they're not smart enough for that. Maybe I shouldn't say anything. It's just they're a bunch of loons over there. And I know a lot of people on the right never thought they'd hear me, or on the left never thought they'd hear me say these guys are loons. But really, I mean, what's the idea of the obstruction here? What benefit does it serve? Just my personal opinion. Speaking of benefits, there's another one that's on the right that I can't figure out. And I usually really enjoy listening to Governor Mike Huckabee. But can't get behind this one either, Gov. Talking about not wanting to cut budget cuts on the National Endowment of the Arts. Now, I like the idea of the arts. I support the arts. I've done fundraisers for the arts. But when you have an organization and they call it National Endowment of the Arts, and they spend $5 million, $5 million taxpayer dollars, to study the effects of fraternity parties on college students. Do we really need to spend that money? Yeah, I don't think we need to give them money for that. Do we need to give more refunds and rebates to the loons in Hollywood? I don't think so. So what's the idea here? Now, $148 million was their budget in 2016. I should have done this research ahead, but I didn't. But $148 million they spent. They know there was $5 million went to study fraternity parties. There was $3 million that went to study the effects of something that monkeys were doing. There was $1 million they studied on where does it hurt most to get a bee sting. That was really an important one. There was $450,000 spent to see what shrimp do on a treadmill. Now, I probably think of a few places better to spend $148 million than some of those studies. I'm just guessing that you probably could as well. Now, think about this one. What about family that's struggling to make ends meet, and they're making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, or a single mom that's making this, single dad, whatever, making to make ends meet, getting their taxes increased. Hello, Los Angeles, another 4% increase in sales tax. And we're going to spend $5 million to study the effects of at fraternity parties. Now, I can tell you what the effects of fraternity parties are. I've been there, and I would do that for half the price. I'd even do it for 10%. Give me, Carl, you got kids in college, right?
Yeah, I do.
So I bet that they could tell us for 10% of that $5 million what the effects of fraternity parties, right?
For free, you know.
It's capitalism. We have charge them $5 million. If they want to give them $5 million, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Moving right along. Sinners back in the news. It's not the Kremlin. Yeah, their ears look like they may be on their way out the door. Another chain by dust, apparently. Sears coming out with their latest report. They don't know whether they can make it. Well, we've known that for a long time. Stanford actually bought the company. His commentary really was quite simple. Yeah, we're buying it as a real estate play. We know the company stinks. We know they're losing money. They were just looking for real estate. And yes, going to have a lot of real estate for sale. They're going to have some for sale sign going up fairly soon. Then again, Sears and Kmart may be no longer iconic brands. They haven't been able to figure out how to stay up with time, so I love listening to some of the different reports. If you remember, I don't know the exact date, it doesn't matter. But there was probably 8 or 10 years ago, people were saying, how do you compete with Walmart? And Walmart's going to control all of retail. They're going to put every other retail out of business. And lo and behold, this company that couldn't make any money selling books, all of a sudden, they're probably going to be the biggest retailer in the world. Their CEO increased his net worth by $20 billion last year. Yeah, that's Amazon. So it doesn't matter what company, if you don't stick with it, if you don't give the people what they're looking for, careful, you might be gone. Could be one of those 258,000 people that lost their jobs for filing first-time claims this past week. 15,000 higher than what was expected. 258,000 people, again, first-time jobless claims, as announced this morning. As well, and did you invest in Apple? Now, I don't give stock advice, but did you invest in Apple? Look at their net worth, $750 billion, heading toward $1 trillion, and up almost 25% this year alone. Heck, that's almost as good as real estate, but we won't go there yet. We'll talk about that in a minute. Listening to Google, Google's got a little bit of a problem. Yeah, I know they're called Alphabet now. I don't know why you want to call them an Alphabet, but their parent company's name, Alphabet. Yeah, it's Verizon and a few others saying they're not going to do any advertising with them because they don't like their ads are showing up. And that's surprising. On a behemoth like that, so this is listening to their CEO early this morning. They have a bit of a problem there, but I wouldn't get a tin cup out for Mr. Schultz just yet. He's doing just fine, I would assume. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, it's tax time.
So I know who's asking.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about taxes, figure some of that out. Your IRA, we'll talk about that as well. The foreclosure crisis. We're going to take a 10-year look in the rearview mirror. House debt rising in all categories and... Can you imagine this? Americans are stressed in retirement. I couldn't figure that out. We'll talk about that even more as well. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio on Twitter. You can get me at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, 79564. Find your dream home before somebody else does. And also, when you want at Nest, they'll send you the they'll send you a text message every time a home sells in your neighborhood, and you get the price that it sold for. Everybody wants that information, and it's free. Speaking of the foreclosure crisis, 10 years later is the subject. Morning Quadric recently released a report entitled United States Residential Foreclosure Crisis 10 years later, in which they examine the years leading up to the crisis all the way through the present day, with a peak in 2010 when nearly 1.2 million homes were foreclosed on. Over 7.7 million families lost their homes throughout the entire foreclosure crisis. Dr. Frank Northaff, chief economist at CoreLogic, had this to say, and I quote him, The country experienced a wild ride in the mortgage market between 2008 and 2012, with foreclosure peak occurring in 2010.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
No, he didn't say that part of it, but is anybody surprised that there was a wild ride in there? If you were alive, you probably noticed he had to say this. We look back over 10 years of foreclosure cases. We can't ignore the connection between jobs and home ownership. Another one.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
A healthy economy is driven by jobs coupled with consumer confidence that usually leads to home ownership. I wonder how much they put this report. Since the peak, foreclosures have been steadily on the decline by nearly 100,000 per year all the way through the end of the year 2016. I'm going to post a chart of this good information for you. If the trend continues, the country will be back to 2005 levels by the end of 2017. Bottom line, as the economy continues to improve and employment numbers increase, the number of completed foreclosures, easy for me to say, the number of completed foreclosures should continue to decrease. You got to love some of the reports. And this has got to be an economist or something, yeah, chief economist. They come up with some of these really, really insightful things like wild ride, and if you have a job, you can buy a house, and if you're confident, you might buy a house, and if we stop starting foreclosures, we have less complete foreclosures. He does it for the government. I got to love some of these reports. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals, Tech Nest, NEST to 79564. So let's chat a little bit. It is timely that we speak about taxes. If you turn on the news, well, if you turn on some news stations, they talk about what's going on in the world. Taxes really seems to be a big topic right now. So let's talk to Amanda Hahn, Keystone CPA, about taxes, about... Amanda, you must have really liked that idea of this this economist over there at CoreLogic telling us that if you don't have a job, you can't buy a house.
Yeah.
Well, did that surprise you at all?
It was shocking. I learned something very new. So.
Okay, so maybe you can get some other mistakes people make in real estate in their taxes. Something that maybe we can know about.
Something you did know about. Well, you know, tax time is like you said, it's tiny. Everyone's kind of thinking about it, or most people are, for those who are not filing extensions.
Okay.
And, you know, I think...
Well, go on.
Yeah.
Can you file an extension? I mean, is that something like a given, or do you have to have a good reason for it?
You don't have to have any reason at all.
Okay.
Extensions are actually really great. I would say that more than half of our clients actually go on extensions. Just because, why not? The IRS allows you to have more time to actually
like
your tax returns together.
Is that a technical evaluation? Why not?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
Breaking news. Why not follow?
I've got breaking news in here. Love it.
Extend your taxes.
There you go.
Because why not?
Why not? Exactly.
Okay, that was my radio voice.
There you go.
A little bit.
Okay. What happiers do?
Yeah, and extensions are fine. There's no penalties for that. There are no fees for filing extensions. So, you know, again, completely free. Legally, you're able to do that. The one thing that I would just make sure I'm clear on is the IRS allows you more time to file the tax return with extensions. However, they don't allow you more time to pay your taxes. So, for example.
So, darn.
So, for example, if you anticipate paying a certain amount, you should make that payment by April 15th. Now, it still makes sense to file extensions, though, because what that means is between April and the day you actually file your return, that might give you more time to gather up your expenses you're too busy right now to do that. So if you prepay it now and when the return's done, you have a lot more expenses, what you might end up doing is getting a larger refund at the end of the day.
And the tax preparers like it so they don't have so much crunch time.
Yeah, that's right. So you have all summer.
So there used to be, in my I should say two different issues here. Number one is not giving legal advice. We're not giving tax advice. If you want that, I'll put you in touch with Amanda, pay her for it, and you can get all the advice you want. This is radio. We try to educate, and that's our focus. So the years ago, Amanda, there used to be, I don't know what the exact term was, but they had something called penalty proof, right? So you had to estimate what your tax were going to be. And I think it was if you paid 100% of last year's liability or 95% of last year's liability, there were some things we wouldn't have to be subject to penalty. Is that something that's still out there?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So, and we always recommend, you know, even if you don't have enough time to pay, now it still makes sense to at least file the extension paperwork, and for individuals, so, you know, one page piece of paper that you file with your name and your social and your address on it. Because just by filing the extension, even if you pay, at least you avoid the late filing penalty. So legally your tax return is now extended. You might still have interest and penalties because you didn't make payments on time, but you know, definitely makes sense to at least file the extension, even
okay.
if no payment.
So give us a couple of the things that you would highlight as mistakes that real estate investors make. Being that now Karin's got deals with a lot of real estate people. I deal with her too. And you're the expert on the tax side.
Yeah, thank you. I hope so. For most of our clients are real estate investors as well. So specifically about tax mistakes that we see very often for investors, I would say one of the biggest ones or one of the most costly ones is really just not understanding what are legitimate tax deductions. As simple as that sounds, or you might say that's, you know, insightful.
Right? Sure.
Cool. Like, well, no brainer. If you don't know what to deduct, of course you're overpaying. And, you know, so if we take a landlord as an example, most landlords know to deduct mortgage interest, property taxes, management fees, things like that. We rarely see those missed. But what we see missed time and time again are these overhead type of business expenses that are not specific to a particular property. And so examples of that would be education expenses. If they paid money to buy a real estate book, or they went to a real estate seminar, or travel expenses, driving to local real estate meetings, driving to meet with your mortgage lender, your CPAs, cell phones, home office, things that are not really specific to a property. Those are the ones that legitimately deductible still because they're ordinary and necessary to help you in your real estate. But a lot of times those are often overlooked because we're just thinking property taxes, mortgage interest, make sure we claim those. Let's get it out the door by April 15th.
So here's a fun one I'm gonna throw out there for you. Because I always throw these fun things at Karin when she comes in. So Karin's taught us in the past that I can buy a house in Palm Desert and I can rent that, my IRA can, doing it through a self-directed IRA. And the IRA has to take care of all the expenses for it. And I can't make any money on it. My IRA can, but I can't. But now say I go and drive out there to visit the property and do a site inspection. Can I deduct that as a personal expense, being that I'm going to visit the property that I can't get paid from?
Not if the property you're visiting is an IRA-owned property. On the other hand, if Ron went out and bought a property in Palm Springs and that's a rental that Ron owns, then yes, those would be deductible, but not as it relates to an IRA.
Okay, so Karin, keep trying. Love it. Okay, so going for that property, I can't, but if I'm going to look for another piece of property out there, is that doable?
Yeah. Assume with the understanding that next property is one that Ron's going to buy,
okay.
And not Ron's IRA.
Okay, so the still keeping that wall up between me. That's yeah. Okay, so those are legitimate expenses. Now, if I go to, what if Karin and I go to a convention that's not related? Actually, I'm going to go to watch her son play. Was it track?
Yeah, he's a thrower.
Okay,
yeah.
So if I go watch him in track in Miami and we talk about the radio program, does that become a business expense then?
A business expense for your radio show?
Right.
Potentially. I'll give you a few tips.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. If you and Karin, you know, you guys are obviously friends, just to say, hey, let's go to Florida and make a trip out of it. When you're there, you happen to stop by and look at some real estate, or you happen to talk about the radio show. That does not make your flight and hotel to Florida tax deductible. Okay. Alternatively, if you and Karin have agreed upon beforehand, you said, hey, I would really love to look at some properties in Florida. Maybe we might co-invest in it. Let's set up some meetings with lenders, realtors, maybe sign up for a class there. Then you buy a ticket to go to Florida. That makes the trip tax deductible. Even though when you're there, you're kind of doing the things, but the fact that you had predetermined business reasons to be Florida
okay.
is what makes that travel cost deductible.
So it's all about the predetermination. And the site, so we're going to go there and watch. We're going to check these out. We're going to go to that 90-minute thing that the Marriott's doing. And then we can go over there and spend the rest of the time. And then
at the track meet.
At the track meet.
Yeah.
Got it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, we're learning something new here. We're going to continue our education journey when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Household debt, rising in all categories. We'll chat about it. And Americans are stressed about retirement. Does that surprise anybody at all?
One of your insightful people will do that.
One of my insightful people, exactly. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our fair number, 800-306-990, 800-306-990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel, and on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel's the number one on YouTube. Go to our archives, ronsiegelradio.com. The broadcast replays are there as well as iTunes. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has all the programs, all the products for you. You heard us on Ron Siegel Radio. You want your lender fees waived for a limited amount of time. You're going to waive all the lender fees. for Ron Siegel Radio listeners. Think about that. It'll save you about $1,000, $1,500 just for listening to the radio. What do you think about that? I always like saving money, being with their money. I don't care. Household debt rising in all categories is the report at the end of 2016. Credit cards, they're up 4.28%. Mortgages up 1.98%. Auto loans up 1.5%. Student loans. Yeah, you know my feeling about student loans. Not fun, but we did a good broadcast with people listened earlier in the week on our conversation about consolidating your student loans. There's been a lot of commentary on that one. And maybe how to save some money. But student loans, you ready for this? Up 1.76%. On average, $49,905 on student loans. I'm going the wrong way. Any type of debt up 1.6%. I did have somebody mention the other day when we were talking a little bit about this, that it was the student loans is where all of the increases were going. And as you can see, it's credit cards, mortgages, and auto loans are still the biggest numbers of the increases right there. So maybe that will lead us into the next segment as to what's going on there. All debt categories rising at the end of 2016. Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we've been chatting this morning items that investors are doing. So we've been chatting, we're, as I lose my pen right here, Karen Hall, UDirect Services is with us, Amanda Hahn, Keystone CA, not giving you accounting advice, we are trying to educate. You know, we did make, there was a comment that I wanted to get back to from a little, from the last segment, Amanda, you made this comment that people miss some of the deductions from, that are available in real estate, and it is a pet peeve of mine, so I'm going to share it with you. And I think you may agree with me. The idea here is a lot of people miss these deductions because they're trying to do this stuff on their own. And I look at some of these services. Not, you know, I got into clean accounting way back in the dark days. And, you know, on my abacus, they didn't have all these different notices, right? So if you don't get the advice, I mean, you're talking about some items in there. You probably ask people about when you have an interview with them to do taxes. I don't know that my Mac is going to say to Ron, hey, did you travel anywhere to go see your real estate?
Right.
Right. Yeah. You need that professional guidance. And Karen, you and I have talked about this many times on the broadcasts, and people should have a whole team of
trusted advisors.
Trusted advisors. Right. You need to have that.
Amanda's mine.
Right.
Yeah.
And I share this. I'm the smartest guy in the world. I'm just a simple guy. I ask people that are smarter than me, who should we talk to? Right? And thus, we've got Amanda in here sharing tips for us. And I have to articulate that very properly. Tips for us about real estate investment. So what else are we missing there? Deductions or other items?
Yeah. I mean, another common one that we see quite often for real estate investors, especially our home office deductions.
Okay. That should be a red flag. Is that, I mean,
yes.
My CPA years ago would say to me, do you really want that deduction? It's not huge and you're going to get audited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hopefully your CPA says to you years and years ago.
Well, it's in the 80s.
So it's correct. A long time ago, there was a time when IRS was auditing home offices because back then, telecommuting, home office wasn't really popular.
Right.
Nowadays, of course, especially when it comes to real estate, most investors, people who are doing flips or rentals, they're not going out and leasing office space.
Sure.
Right? Most of the time, they can work from home to manage their real estate portfolio. So that's one that, you know, maybe 7 or 8 out of 10 investors we meet actually do have a qualified home office. With respect to the audit risk, it hasn't been an area of focus in the IRS for over a decade. In fact, a couple years ago, IRS came out with a new simplified method for deducting a home office.
Where they use IRS and simplified in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Holy
exactly.
cow.
They provided an alternative simplified method where you don't have to track your expenses, you don't have to show your receipts. Basically, you just measure how big your home office is and you take a standard rate. Something like $5 per square foot for the home office deduction. So you know, they're kind of getting up to IRS to catch up with the times and realizing that this is a legitimate deduction. How can we help people or help taxpayers simplify the ability to claim the write-off? Now, another thing you mentioned is, well, home office maybe didn't result in a huge deduction, so we might just forego it. The reality is how much a home office benefits you might be different than how much Karen's home office benefits her. It's going to depend on what your tax rate is or the other taxpayer.
So mine's just very, very little.
Very, very little.
There's no budget in radio.
If you live in California, then we know that your tax rate cannot be very, very little.
That's true. That's true.
So if we look at, you know, federal tax rate of 30%, state tax rate of 10%, that's 40% already. So if you find $1,000 tax deduction, that's going to save you 40% in taxes.
Let me ask you this question, and I don't know which of you will have the right answer for me or the accurate answer. I mean, it's by a combination. When I go and buy that home that I talked about in Palm Desert, and it's done through my IRA, and I don't get any money on it, at
not
least
now.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting that. I'm not that close to retirement, Karen. I'm holy cow, jeez. So down the road when I sell that, should I keep track of all my trips out there? You know, down the road, does that add to my tax basis when I start getting the distribution down the road?
You would keep track of all of the expenses that the IRA has paid for the property over the life. So, you know, if you bought that property and, you know, over the years you've made improvements of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, or you pay utilities, things like that, yes, those all should be tracked. Your specific question of Ron traveling out there, that, again, would still be non-deductible.
Not even down the road as a management expense.
Correct, because you're not supposed to be paying yourself a management, and your IRA is not supposed to pay for your travel to not manage the property.
It has to be done. You know, the reason I ask that is because, I mean, when you look at, from my understanding, again, I'm not a CPA, but if you set up a charitable trust, you're allowed to pay for management fees out of a charitable trust.
Correct.
And I didn't know if there was some sort of a correlation between that and the self-directed IRA.
No, that's a really good question. Most charitable trusts that are the lead trust or remainder trust are reported very differently than an IRA, in that if your trust got and buys a piece of real estate, you are actually still getting the income and the deduction reported personally on the tax side. That's why you would still get some sort of benefit from it.
Okay, Karen, you've been on probably 10 or 12 times. I'm always trying to find the loophole.
I know, maybe you'll find it one day.
And I know that I've never been able to stump you, though. I've always got these great answers from you. I don't know. Taxes, so in the IRA, the IRA pays the taxes?
Absolutely.
The property taxes?
Correct, IRA pays all the expenses of the asset, yeah.
Okay. So from an accounting standpoint, do you like is there the benefits from the IRA, self-directed IRA outweigh, or is it just a diversification play to the traditional IRA?
It's going to differ on the taxpayer again, of course, but we love IRA, 401ks, any type of retirement account, especially directed. Mentioned before, you know, I'm not making any money. IRA has the rental. I'm not making money. But I look at it as, no, you are making money. You're just making money that you can spend right now. And the money you're making in the IRA is actually better than the cash you're making, because that's all growing tax-free or tax-deferred. So, you know, the options are, if we said, okay, Ron, we just did your taxes and you did so well in business and your real estate and your radio show that, you know, unfortunately you owe $100 in taxes at this point in time, and one of your options is, okay, well, maybe I'll put away $50,000 or $100,000 into my 401k and be able to reduce my tax liability, right? So that money now in your 401k is going tax deferred, versus the alternative, which is you're just going to give it to the IRS, pay the tax. There is zero return investment, right? You won't see money ever again.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Unless, of course, that you're asked to do one of those fraternity sets, in which case you get to benefit.
There you go.
Or the shrimp on treadmill.
Yeah.
Well, treadmill, if you know, those watching on Ron Siegel Radio, .tv, know the treadmill is not me. But the fraternity study, I might engage in that one. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we continue our conversation about taxes. IRAs, self-directed IRAs, and stressed out Americans stressed over retirement. We're going to get all of that. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within our market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunity. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day, Ron Siegel Radio, or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word of Wealth segment is being brought to you by AskAboutReverseBiz.com. If you're 62 years of age or older, you got some equity in your property, maybe you own your house free and clear and you want to right size, get something a little bit bigger, a little smaller, beach house, desert house, the reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. And don't listen to people that don't understand the product. Talk to somebody who really does understand it. Remember, I talked to you about that, read the article in the LA Times saying they're expensive. Well, a lot of them are free. So don't think of that concept until you know what's right for you. Americans are stressed out about retirement. That's a constant comment. Why would Americans be stressed out about retirement? In a Relate report, they found only 18% of people are very confident they will have the ability to live comfortably in retirement. Only it's hard to believe that it's eight only eight believe that. That is painful. The report shows that workers feeling very or somewhat confident has declined compared to last year, 60% to 64%. And when it comes to medical expenses, 45% of workers are not too or not at all confident they'll have enough money to cover them in retirement, while only 6 in 10 feel they will have enough money to provide long-term care, according to the report. What's all that mean? What's the bottom line? Plan. There's a lot of programs, and one of the things that we haven't even talked about with Amanda this morning is the concept of planning. You've got to plan for retirement. You've got to plan for almost everything you're doing. When you're thinking about taxes, I know that a lot of people are looking at this being tax time. I share all the time with you, this is not tax. This is tax reporting time. You do your tax planning in October or November when the professionals, when your team, when you can go in and see somebody like Amanda who's doing taxes, and she can give you, say, hey, you need a few more write-offs. You need to put some money into your IRA. It'll still give you time to call Karen and make some strategic plan there. If you wait and do these things after the fact, until April 15, not a whole lot of ladies can do for you to get you on the right track. You've taken a lot of arrows out of their quiver about that. And when it comes to your retirement, same idea. That's why I talk about the reverse mortgage as early as possible. Get it right when you're 62. That way it grows over time. You don't have to use it. You don't have to take the money out of it. It's going to grow over time, and it's kind of called a safety net. It's called planning. Just a little bit more information for you. Again, the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So, Amanda, tell me, did I miss anything there with respect to the idea of planning?
No, I love the way you put it, because you're right. Now, right now, what we're really doing is reporting what happened last year in taxes. And, you know, it is actually a good time to right now start planning for 2017. So we do have clients who, you know, right now we're just finding out for the first time that maybe last year they left their job and they started doing real estate full time, or they got into fix-ups and had a great year. And so now is the time to be looking at, well, here's what you did last year. What are you anticipating for 2017? You know, if we have a lot of earned income, maybe we should look at setting up an S-corp or an LLC to help shelter some of the taxable income. I mean, yes, I believe we would have wanted to set those up in January, but even if we set it up in March and April, at least that helps shelter all the taxable income for the rest of this year before too late.
How do you deal with all the uncertainty that we get out of Washington right now? And how do we as consumers try to plan for that?
You know, you're right. This is a very unique year in that a lot of things can happen. As you know, there's proposals coming out, even part of the Obamacare repeal that's being voted on as we speak. One of the things that they're looking at is whether they're going to repeal the net investment tax, which is assessed on investors, on capital gains, interest income from lenders, things like that, and also the hospital insurance tax on earned income for, you know, all earned income, including those in real estate. So it's a little bit hard to know for certain, but I think the best that we can all do is just to keep the line of communication open. I tell this to my clients all the time, you know, don't feel like you always have to come into the office. Don't feel like it always has to be an hour or 2 hour meeting. It could be as quick as a one or two sentence email. Hey, I'm thinking of doing this. Hey, I'm going to Florida with Karen. And from there, we can say, okay, here's what I think you should be doing, right? Or maybe stop, let's have a conversation first, because this is what's going on in Congress. This is the new tax law that happens. So from a taxpayer's perspective, the easiest thing to do is just to keep that line of communication open with your CPA, give them little snippets of, hey, here's what's going on. My son's going to college, buying a rental property for my son to live in.
Interesting. So, Karen, I always kind of throw my thoughts to you. More often than not, they're kind of out of the, you know, wacko ones. I try to think outside the box. What am I doing with my IRA? Let's say we want to put money in. We don't have enough money to buy a piece of property or something. And I think, is that the majority? Is that the biggest investment people are going to do, the self-directed IRA?
Well, they're going to invest in real estate in some way, and maybe they don't have 100%. They could take their ICA borrow non-recourse. Maybe we've talked about this before, or maybe their IRA is going to buy shares of a private placement, like a Reg D offering. So they're, maybe they have $50,000 in their IRA, not enough to take down the whole building. But become a member of an LLC, of a private placement, and you know, group with other people to buy. Maybe their IRA can lend someone else money so that the other person can buy real estate.
That was kind of where I was wondering, more in the sense that, you know, a lot of people, especially in Southern California, can contribute enough to their IRA in the first year to be able to go and buy a property for cash.
Right, right. Well, a lot of times what people do with IRAs is if they've left a job and they have an old 401k, they roll over into a self-directed IRA. So they've been able to put away more in a 401k because it has a higher contribution limit. They've probably been building that up year over year, and then they leave that job, they move it into a self-directed IRA. Then they've got a lot of money usually, or, you know, more than the $5,500, $6,500 contribution. And then they can invest in real estate. And if you just have a little bit, maybe you go to a real estate investor club and someone there is doing a rehab on a property. They need an extra $5,000 to finish out their kitchen. So your IRA lends them $5,000 so they can finish out their rehab. And then when they flip it and sell it, and from escrow, the proceeds come back into the IRA, you know, tax-free or tax-deferred, as Amanda said.
Okay, so that was the biggest thing concern I was trying to get to, is what do I do with my money while I'm trying to wait for it? I don't want it just to sit in a custodian account that makes no interest.
Well, it earns just a little bit of interest, just a pinch, but at the same time, it's also a risk in the market.
Right.
You know, there's that.
That's a big issue.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times right now, especially where the market's, you know, at such a high level, buying a stock, there's somebody that thinks that stock's not the right stock to own.
There you go. And I'll tell you, a lot of people were happy that they had money in self-directed IRA sitting there as idle cash when the market dropped 40% because they didn't,
sure.
You know, so that's almost, it's almost ROI, you know, in a crazy way.
And we talked about that yesterday because Warren Buffett, he likes to keep $20 billion in cash.
His wallet? Don't phone without it.
Well, I figured $20 billion, I think he said he likes to keep it in cash.
But you know how you think there's a retirement crisis? So think about it. Right now, we're calling it the silver tsunami. 10,000 people every day are turning 65.
Right.
No wonder they're worried. You know, what about Social Security? How well-funded is that? Not really, right? And it, who has enough money to retire? Where you've got enough stored away that you can live off the proceeds, that you have to really plan for that. And that's what self-directed IRAs help you do, is to plan ahead so that you can be financially prepared for retirement.
So you were saying before the broadcast started, I forgot what the whole story was, you've got some special deal going right now with Amanda.
Oh, I do. Amanda and her husband, Matt, are CPAs, and they own Keystone CPA. And they've written this great book called Tax Strategies for the Savvy Real Estate Investor. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. It's a very long name.
Yeah, but you know, but it just says savvy, and you think, oh, if I buy this book, I'm savvy, you know. So, but you are.
I never thought that.
You, man, it's a book. So, if you open an account, you direct IRA services. Then this month, up until March 31st, 2017, then you get a copy of Matt and Amanda's book. So that is our special deal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's no time like the present to get going?
Right.
Right. And then because you want to really be chatting, and I mean, for some of the planning things, I don't want to speak to you, Amanda. You probably don't want to talk to people that are just contemplating this 4 weeks.
Think about this. If you want to save taxes, you could make a prior year contribution. If you didn't make a contribution in 2016, Amanda can back me up on this. If you didn't contribute to your IRA in 2016, you can still contribute for last year now up until your tax filing. It depends on what kind of account you have, of course. But if you have a traditional or a Roth, you have until April 15th to make a contribution for last year and write it off on your taxes that you're doing.
Until April 15th.
Yeah, that's right. So
you don't get extension on that one?
Not for the regular or the Roth IRA. However, if you do a self-directed SEP IRA, you have all the way until as late as potentially October 15th.
And you have to be self-employed to have one of those.
Well, self-employed is pretty odd, though, isn't it?
It means having earned income.
Because I see some people that talk about, you know, they've got the direct sales business or things like that that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Great information. If you want to meet either of our guests, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Sounds like a great book. I have to get. Do you have it on Audible?
It's not on Audible. It is on Amazon.
For those of us can't read, so that's a great service. Sure that first radio pre-sale button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio. We only think about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call anytime, 800-306-990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.